Welcome back inside our locker room chats here on FM 103.9 KNZA. Johnny came back with you. It's time to talk now Jeff West girls basketball with head coach John Malloy. And last year, Jeff West girls, another solid campaign, bring back all five starters this season. So, coach, high expectations entering this 2021-22 season. Overall, though, how have things gone to this point?
So far, so good. You know, I'm pleased with the way we look early here in the first couple of weeks of practice. Just like we talked earlier, though, I'm sure every coach is in the same boat, thinking there's just so much to cover and you don't feel like you're quite as prepared as you'd like to be, especially going against a team like Silver Lake first game right out of the gate. But you know, my expectations are high for our team this year. We've got we got five seniors on the team, four returning as starters and a sophomore returning as starter. So I'm hopeful that all the experience they gained last year will translate to a very good season, hopefully a run at state this year.
And you look at a couple of girls you do bring back, as you talked about the entire five, but two of those, Kristen Biltoff, Melanie Roney, they're two girls that have really been in that lineup for a couple of years now. You just throw Mallory Young in there as well. What do you look at just with this team overall? What's going to be the identity of this 2021-22 team?
The same as last year. We're small, but we're athletic and we're fairly skilled. So, we're not going to dominate people in the half court, any big size inside, but we're hoping that our shooting ability and our ability to get up and down the court and transition and our defensive ability. We always hang our hat on defense every year and even on those off nights, the defense travels. So if you can keep teams in a certain range, you've always got a chance. But I like our chances. I think we're going to be a good team. I think we could be one of the top teams in the Big Seven. And usually if you're one of the top teams in the Big Seven, you're one of the teams to contend with at the state level.
You talk about the Big Seven League this year, expected to be loaded once again, but you're going to step out of the Big Seven League to begin the season coming up tomorrow night. You'll have Silver Lake. Silver Lake, obviously, you know they're a very good program. So what do you look at with this first game out against Silver Lake?
Well, I know Coach Porter is going to have his girls ready to go. They're going to be a team that's returning most of their talent as well. I know they graduated a few players, but I know some of their best players were underclassmen last year. So I'm telling my girls they're going to pretty much have their starting five back as well. So it ought to be a good contest. We played them last year, first game of the year, and I think we pulled it off by five. They're going to be a lot more experienced this year. Hopefully we are too, but it should be a really good game. Coach Porter is going to have his girls ready to go, and I expect it to be quite a battle.
So what do you want to see from your girls then? With it being just the first game of the year, it's going to be pretty early in the season, as you talked about, and just going up against what's going to be a pretty good team in Silver Lake. What's the biggest thing you want to see from your girls here in game number one?
Decision-making. I know, I say decision-making and defense. I think offensively it's always kind of tough coming out of the gate to get things going, nerves and everything else come into play. But as good a defensive team as we were last year, I hope we're even a little bit better this year. So if we can keep them in check while we're trying to figure out offensively what's going to work for us the best. But they're going to be good. They're going to be good. They've got shooters all the way around. They've got size inside. They're bigger than us, definitely inside. And their guards are going to match up well with our guards. And so it's going to be a tough battle. But I'm hopeful if our decision making and we can keep from turning the ball over and defensively keep them in a below 40 or somewhere in that range, then we've got a chance to win.
Well, Coach, certainly look forward to seeing what your girls can accomplish here this season. It should be a fun one for everybody there in Meriden. So with that, thank you so much for taking the time. We certainly appreciate it. And as always, we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Johnny. Appreciate it.
All right, Coach. Thank you. Again, John Malloy, head coach of the Jeff West girls, joining us on our locker room chats that are brought to you by the Country Harvest Apple Market and R&S Maintenance on FM 103.9 KNZA.